I'm Randy Amer. I'm the assistant chief with Higginsville Fire and Rescue.
Okay, nice to meet you, Randy Amer. I see that there is a rural fire district item on the ballot. Would you mind telling me about that?
Yes, we are proposing to the voters creating a Higginsville Fire Protection District. We are now covered by the City of Higginsville Municipal Department, as well as the Rural Fire Association, and we're looking to create a new tax-based fire district and absorb the two current departments into the newly formed district if approved.
And if this is passed, how will it help the citizens?
As of now, we have the city-funded city fire department, and then those that live outside the city limits of Higginsville are funded by a rural fire association that is a dues-based, that they join and pay dues annually. And we're just wanting to form the two into one tax district to help better serve our customers and citizens.
Will that level out the playing field as far as taxes go for rural versus city residents?
That is correct.
They'll all pay the same?
Yes, that is correct.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You can go on.
Yeah, that's correct. Right now, as far as the rule goes, it's a voluntary membership where, you know, they pay annual dues, and that helps fund the Rural Fire Association Department, and it's strictly voluntary based. And with going with the tax district, it will be part of their county taxes, which will make everybody be paying an equal amount based on their tax assessments.
Well, that sounds about accurate to me, because everyone has just as much chance of getting a fire.
That is true.
Is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about this, or your voters to know?
No, we just appreciate people getting out and voting and would ask for their support.
So the fire department is behind this bill. They do want this to pass, correct?
Yes, absolutely.